Well, they weren't exactly whistling while they were working on the floor of the House of Representatives yesterday. Sounds like the third quarter of a New York Knicks game. The boos and hissing comes from lawmakers who weren't happy about an amendment that would have removed an anti-discrimination provision that was intended to protect members of the LGBT community working for the federal government. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick was there. Todd, what's the significance of this battle?
Oh, boy, it was chaos, John. You played a little bit of it there. We're going to go back to 2014 for the start of this story on LGBT discrimination in the federal government. But let me bring you a little bit more chaos from the House floor. Listen to Democratic Whip Steny Hoyer after this went down.
Mr. Speaker, let me raise another parliamentary inquiry.
Mr.
Speaker, let me raise a parliamentary inquiry. Mr. Speaker,
the chair will put them in gross.
Mr. Speaker.
Was this a game playing, parliamentary game playing, a secret amendment kind of thing?
It was a lot of that. There was some chicanery, some procedural insiderness, and a lot of arm twisting on the House floor. Here's what this was about, John. They're debating a military construction spending bill. Now, back in 2014, people might remember President Obama issued an executive order that said, if you're a government contractor doing military contracts or other business with the federal government, we're going to check. You cannot discriminate against LGBT employees. You can't fire them for being gay. You can't punish them for being gay. And if you have a record of doing it, you can't get that federal contract. Executive order from the White House. There was an amendment slipped into this military construction bill, however, in committee, and then again using procedural tricks in the Rules Committee that are a little bit down in the weeds, that undid this executive order using religious freedom grounds. It was put in there by Republicans, and it would have undone President Obama's executive order. Well, along came an amendment in the bill yesterday that would have undid the undoing. It would have kept President Obama's executive order protecting LGBT employees at federal contractors in the bill. Now, here's the thing, John. It passed. It was set to pass by 11 votes. When the votes were counted, 217 to 206, with plenty of Republican support, or at least a few Republicans, and that surprised a lot of people. The clock runs down. You know, they have a countdown clock on these votes. They don't always stick to it, but the clock ran down and the thing was getting ready to pass by 11 votes, except the gavel never dropped. And that's when the arm twisting started to switch those votes. And that's when you heard at the top there, John, in the end, that vote failed 212 to 213. And it's when the Republican whips went to Republican members, twisted their arms on the House floor, got them to change their votes. Then the gavel was dropped, and then that amendment went down. Here was Steny Hoyer, the Democratic whip, right after that happened.
If we had done to the Republicans what was done to us, what was done to switch votes so that discrimination could prevail, there would be outrage expressed long into the night from our Republican colleagues.
So where does it stand now? I mean, is this symbolic because the Senate won't even touch it?
No, this amendment is defeated, and so that military construction bill passed, and it passed with a provision that basically protects federal contractors to keep their policies if they can justify them on very broad religious freedom grounds that are, frankly, not very well defined in the language of the law, certainly open to a court challenge. Now, the Senate has not done this bill yet, so you're right, it could get undone there, but we'll have to see what happens. It is certainly unsettled. Now, you want to know about Republicans, of course. Here was the thing. This all went down so fast on the House floor that it was hard to tell who switched their votes. You couldn't really find them afterward. They included people, by the way, like Greg Walden from Oregon, who's the head of the Republicans' campaign committee. People like Daryl Issa, who from California, who you've seen on TV lots of times, the former chairman of the House Oversight Committee for Republicans. They were a little bit hard to find after this went down. They were ones who first voted to back President Obama on LGBT discrimination and then switched their votes. Here's Republican Jeff Sessions. He's chairman of the Rules Committee.
First of all, let me state this. I am a Republican. We do not discriminate.
But what does that mean?
he means that they opposed this amendment on procedural grounds that were about slipping an amendment that was not germane into the right kind of bill, that the issue had already been dealt with, that it really didn't have anything with discrimination per se. This happens sometimes on tough votes, John, on the House and Senate floor, where you can either use substance or use procedure. But Democrats weren't having this. Sean Patrick Maloney is from Poughkeepsie, New York, in the Hudson River Valley. He was sponsor of the amendment that was first up by 11 votes and then defeated by one vote after the gavel dropped, after the vote was held open. Here's Sean Patrick Maloney talking about what happened when Republican Whip Kevin McCarthy was twisting arms of his fellow Republicans on this vote.
Sure, I went over and I told him. I said, Kevin, you can do this. You don't have to twist people's arms. And he told me to get back on my own side. And I said, what side am I supposed to stand on to support equality? You know, your own members are voting for this bill. It's not me doing it. It's your members.
All right. So I'm a member of the LGBT community this morning or today or this week. Do I feel better or worse about what went on Capitol Hill?
Gosh, John, I don't know. I suppose you feel a bit worse because if this military construction bill passes as is, federal contractors will still legally be able to discriminate against LGBT people. You might feel good, on the other hand, that it's gotten so much attention and that maybe the glare of media attention and Capitol Hill reporters watching this chaos go down has brought plenty of attention to it. I'll leave you once again. Maybe you would be comforted if you were that person with the words of Sean Patrick Maloney.
These are members of his own caucus who supported this and who wanted to support equality. And the leader went around and twisted their arms, and they voted for discrimination. And the members who switched are going to hold a very special place in American history as people who didn't have the guts to stand up and support the will of the House.
Well, we'll see where this goes next. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.